We have in the creation of man the Ibn Shalom says Perek Aleph Pasuk Chavov Yom Elohim Naase Odom B'Talmeinu Kidmuseinu Naase Odom B'Talmeinu Kidmuseinu. Let us make man in our image, Kidmuseinu, to understand and to know V'yirdu B'Tgas Hayom, and he will rule over the fish of the ocean, over Oif HaShamayim, the birds in the heavens, Uva Behemo, and the animals of Chol Ha'aretz, and the whole land of Chol Ha'remes or Remes Al Ha'aretz. The Ribono Shel Olam, the creator of all, everything that exists, who brings into being everything that exists, says, Aloshin Vayoyim Elohim Naase Odom B'Tzalmeinu. What's Naase? Let us make man. Plural. There's only one God. Pela, the Plea of the Pleas. The Ibarin Shloilam, the Boire, Kola Oilamim, the Almighty, All Powerful God, says, Naase Odom, let us make man. Rashi already comments, Naase. Lashon plural, we shall make man. Says Rashi, Avu Bishaloisi Yahu Biti Rasa. Even though others did not help, did not assist in the creation, V'yesh Mokum L'Apikorosim, there's a Mokum for an Apikoros, Lirdos, Chas V'Shom to rebel, to say, oh, what's going on? It's a plural Lashon, Lashon Rabim. The Pasuk did not hold back. Let's put it in other terms. The Baruch Shalom, who wrote the Torah, did not hold back to teach us Derech Eretz. Umida Sanova, she agodol nimlach v'noyitu v'shus min hakota. This is one of my... Just a commercial for the first time, a small commercial for Exxon. No, a small commercial over here. The Maisa, we learn Chumash, we're holding the beginning, you know, a person's supposed to learn Chumash, Shnai Mikra, but people don't put an emphasis on learning Chumash so much. You know, they're ready, let's learn the Rekiva Ega, you know, like the two Bachum ones clearing. There's a psul of two brothers, a psul of two brothers, Apostle Adis. Everybody knows that. Well, there's a whole shaila. What's the lumdis? Why? There's a ksois talks about it. He says, because it's a jesakosuv, was because it's a chash mashaka, maybe the lie. So the ksois brings a right from Moshe Aaron. Moshe Aaron, they are two brothers, but they're not liars. It must be a jesakosuv. So two guys will learn, but say, oh, it's a riot from here, the Moshe Aaron were brothers. He says, maybe it's not a riot, maybe they have a different kurva, they say, it's not a riot. See, from the Ksois, the Pasha Yedias, we're missing to know, you know, the Pasha Yedias, but, you know, and the Chumash is the base of everything, and that's why the Torah was very marked with Chayev Odom, Brahim Brochus 8a, going over to 8b, a person should learn Shnayim Mikra Vechatargum. Gemara is Chayim. It's Mavur Naloch, Reish Peyei. You're supposed to learn Shnayim Mikra Vechatargum. The Gemara says that, but so that the Kol HaMashlim Pashofim at Tzibur, Yizurach HaTarich Es Yonu. That's Tamil things. I once said a Pasha Taich in everybody said. Pasha Taich is, because what's the Tzibur why a person has a problem with Shnayim Mikra Vechatargum? He says every starts, you know, it's like the Tafa Yoimi, Brachas goes Shmak Shabbos is like maybe gets through it. Even that's it. Next time, 7 years later, we start again. But it you know, slowly dies out. Here also, like people get all excited. Okay, this year, that's it. This year, I'm going to do it. He gets by the breaks, by the parts by Yeri, usually out and over. done in, you know, in and out and done and, you know, waiting for the, you know, like, or you see that guy, you know, Leil Hoshana Rabbi. He's like, you know, I have to make up a little. Where do you have to start for? A Yishva. Oh my gosh. You might have to stay up the next year until Hoshana Rabbi straight. Anyway, you know, I said 4 in the morning, he's eating my midbar with half an eyeball open and he's trying to get it through, you know, like. Anyway, Simchas Torah night, he's trying to still do. Anyway, Bikitza, so the Mice, the service shall dover. But the Rav found, but the Maisa, besides the Chiyah, but as I always say, Pasha Tides, what's the right, you go to that real jump? What's the Taina? Everybody, that it takes a long time. It takes a long time, don't worry, you'll get paid back. You'll have extra life, man. I hold that's all the things that the things for Arichas Yom, they do a lot of the things to find the Gemara, they get Arichas Yom. The Gemara says, the person, when that, the person's supposed to go to Mikveh, if he saw in a mission. So it's brought down, as the Torah says, it was going to mikveh. So the Gemara says, "Mabatal Torah says, you don't have to go to mikveh. You're allowed to learn Torah today, even if you don't go to mikveh." But the Gemara says in the Chof Beis in Brachah 22a that if a person does his Ma'ach Yom, same thing, it takes time, this and that, and many things. Keep it of aim, just the dinner. Keep it of aim takes a long time. You know, it takes time to take care of it. It's beautiful as well. You get paid back. What are you worried about? The time taking out? Don't worry, you'll have plenty of time. That's the push attack. But anyway, that was a commercial for Shnayim Mikra Verse, brought to you by, you know, Exxon. Anyway, the kids are, but the Maizu Sovishal Dover, by say, but it, besides that, you're missing out on some so beautiful concepts, about the push concept of basic, especially Chavetz Chaim wanted to mechazik and amuna. What did he do? He used to take the craft safe out, safe of gracious, and lay in the first of 6 days of creation. Bereshit said, but he are, and there was light. Such a chizik, and Bereshit said this. It's a chizik and a moon, Rabbi Yisai. He would take out, he didn't have to take out, I'm not saying it's not Chavis Alavav. He took out safe of gracious, he read, safe of gracious, that's a chizik and a moon. But more so, Rabbi Yisai, Chumash Rashi, Rabbi Yisai, was the limud of all the Al-Kadoris. You know, today a person, you know, okay, he's going to learn Chumash. So, you know, he has to take all the Medrash, Chatzim Shom, everything. Whatever, we should learn the Medrash, we learn everything. Or he has to have a Shtikal Torah, whatever, you know, what was Kayan's Lomdis, you know, in his thing, he was a Roidev. All Parshit Chumash Rashi, Rabbi Yisai, just take Chumash Rashi, and so many Yisoidas, 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 Rabbi Yisai. And just learning them up, and every time you go in through deep, there's so much yisodis, and just so much Rashi, these basic yisodis that bring amunah bitachon, that bring so many yisodis in hashkafa, in midos, and everything. Rabbi said. So here we take a Rashi. Rabbi said, Rashi says, Nasa Adam. Even though that the Ibn Shalom did not have any help, obviously, in creation of man. And Mamaisa, when the Bereshit wrote the Torah, he knew that he was making a mokoin, a place, an opening, a possibility that someone could have a mistake. Nasa Adam, the guy's reading the Bible, and he comes out, let us make man. Who's us? It must be that the United States of America made the world. U.S., let us make man. That's what it says in the English translation. So I had a kasha, it doesn't say A, it's U.S. Anyway, Lemaisa, but let us make man. They let us make man. And Bereshit was leaving a mokoi for a mistake, a terrible mistake. People that think chas v'sholem. It's like the Bereshit had to kill any paskin. No, it's better to write that in the Torah and leave a mokoi for a mistake to teach a Musa Haskar, but says, see how kosher it is. The Muslim lad, this is such a powerful word. The Bereshit was ready that a person could come and have kindness from the Torah. Where did you come and have kindness from? Well, I went to a Shia from a guy without a kippah. He was a bald-headed professor. He used to be Jewish. And he gave a whole thing how he proved that he doesn't really believe. Until he got outside and it was lightning and he said, oh, he started davening in the foxhole. There's no atheists in the foxhole. But till then he was an atheist. So that's what. And where did you become? I became a atheist from the Chumash. Huh? From the Chumash? You mean from Mr. Bert Belchbaum's, Professor Belchbaum's lecture? Harvey Belchbaum. He's lecture that maker. No. To call the chumash. What? Says Nasa Odom. Let us. The Bereshu made a mokoin that there could be a mistake. So Rashi Avol Pike Loi Nimna. L'lamedcho Derech Eretz Midas Anovish Yigodo Nimlach Menoyet Rishus Menakota. That we have to decide to do something. You have to make a decision in life. You have to think about what's the right thing to do. Don't be afraid to go to somebody lower than you and ask. That's the right derech. The Baruch Hu that this lesson is so important that it's worth making a place for an apikoresim from the Torah. He's a bibel apikores. What's pshat in this? Hell in the gazar. I've added the hair is gavad in this. So I want to say maybe, I make a pshat in this. What is going to be the vort that a person should ask of his son? Zot Rashi, that if a person is going to be able to learn, if it's going to be able to affect the person to be able to learn at the head, in Midas Hanover, that a person has to lower himself. A person has to realize this world. That you have to be humble. You have to learn to ask. You can't just trust yourself. A person is very nogeya bedavar. That lesson is so important. What's the ta'amkis for both sides? Because be'etzem, a person that is a bal gaiva, a person that doesn't learn to lower himself, is a big apikoiris. So the Gemara Soita 5a, a person that's miskoya is doichek raglei shchina. He pushes away the Eibishter. The Eibishter said that it's kedai for them to learn it because if he's not going to learn Midas HaNova, if we're not going to understand Midas HaNova, so they're going to be a bigger koifer in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're going to be more koiferim. You're right, there's a more koif. Rashi said that a person that's really looking for the Amos will find it because the next pasuk says mefurish. Vayivra Elokim in the singular lashon. So the actual, in the Bria, in the creation, it says it was a singular Elokim. So a person looking for the Amos, but who's only looking for the Amos? A person that's an runoff. So if we don't have Misa Nova, it's going to create a generation of reformers, of apikorsim, of people that are not who are rochuk from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who push away Raglei Shechina. So there's a big fear that can come out. Maybe that's the oimek chat. The Bereshim said, "I'll be mevato on this because if you're looking for the Amish, you'll find it. But if a person, I can't be mevato on Midas HaNova because Midas HaNova is going to be a big apikoris." If you have gaiva and you're not ready to humble yourself, and you're not ready to ask, and not ready to find out what the right thing is, the emes is, you're going to become a bigger doichik ragla ashkin, you're going to become a bigger keneged HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So a person has to understand that in creation, the British was stelled the back of the hair here, that the most important lesson, that a person is ready to lead, make a mokoy, make a place for toys. But more important, that a person should learn to be an onov, to be a person that's humble, that knows how to machnir himself, and knows how to ask. And if he has a suffix, don't just rely on his own knowledge and his own thought pattern and his own feeling that, oh, I'm so smart and I'm so great and I can figure this out on my own. No, the Rebbeinu himself, who knows everything upon everything, but he understands that a person has to lower himself, for if not, he'll lose himself. And be'etzem, in creation of man, we see this tremendously. We said this over once, it's one of the most fascinating words that I once said, when I was at also Chumash Rashi, from a really good part of us. The Rebbeinu Shem says, Loi toiv, hayoysa odom levadoi, esoi loi ezekimen. It's not good for a man to be alone. Let him have an Azer Kenegdo, an Azer help for it, that's Kenegdo, that's adjacent to her, Chazal Darsh. The Gemara in Soita, Zocha Nasa Eza, the day. Loi Zocha is Kaneva. If it's Zocha, she becomes an Eza. If it's Loi Zocha, she becomes Kenegdo. She becomes. People will find out what she becomes. Anyway, but she becomes Kenegdo. She becomes against him. So the question is, Rabbi Yisai, an obvious question. Why does it have to be. Oh, why does it have to be extreme? Or this or that? Can't it be in between? She's not helping. Not that. Mashba, you either Zocha, Eiza, Loi Zocha, Neida. Why can it be Zocha, Eiza, Loi Zocha, Mesaida? Why does it have to be connected to the fighter? Why does it have to be that way? Let it be Zocha, Eiza, Zocha, Mesaida, Loi Zocha, Mesaida. We don't have the best relationship. We'll work on the marriage. But why is it connected? So the Meisel voice side, it's a really fascinating word I have. Because if you learn Chumash and Rashi, you see one of the most fascinating words, and most people, a lot of people don't know. I've been ma'ered to many Chashma people sometimes, and it's not that you just push the ties from Rashi. Some people just go over, they read it very quick, and you don't have time to be explaining and really think of Rashi. If we ask everybody, most of the people get up at the Sheva Brachot, and they say over this line, no matter what time of the year it is, Oh, Tov, Eyo, Sodom, Levado, Selo, Ezer, Kenegdo. It rhymes. Thank you, sir. Beautiful. So the Maisa, the Shaila is a Vaisai. What does it mean? So every is it gets up. From here we see that man and woman have to have compatibility. And if there's no compatibility, this marriage will not work out. It's very important. This guy has been divorced 3 times. He's giving proper advice. Maybe, yeah. But anyway, it's very important for a successful marriage, which I didn't have, that there has to be compatibility. If not, you get bumped on the head. And he shows 2 horns coming up. For the last time marriage, he was smacked with a pot. The other 8 is to buy a professional football helmet. When you come home from dinner, in case you get a little angry, New York Jets helmet, you'll be fine. Just make sure she doesn't bang you toward the front. You can always get a hockey mask. Anyway, the kids are so, at the end of the day, the boys say, so you have to have compatibility, you have to know how to get along. Very nice. That is Pasha Pshat Echanam. And that's Loi Toivia, so Lavar is amazing. It's not good for a man being alone. He needs compatibility, he needs companionship. I'm sorry, the word companionship. About a good companionship, needs someone to be with him in his life, it's not good to be alone. Avad is more tifa taj, like toiv, that to be a toiv, you have to be a giver, that's a different shmul. Today I want to speak out the pshat that Rashi tells us. So everybody's talking about compatibility and companionship. Everybody, we need to have a companion in our life in order to be successful. That's Loi Toiv Yosef Levad, and therefore Hashem made it. But then why should he be connected though? Rashi says in Murray the Gazach, you know why it's Loi Toiv Yosef Levad? For if a man would be alone, he would be, Rashi says, a man would be alone, he would be an individual down here. And the Baruch Hashem's individual, he would make himself into a deity, into a god. And in Meila, he would make himself into a god, and he would may, and he would matter the Brias after him, and he would go around and become a Getshka, and he would make the world follow him and become. Oh, the Maisa, therefore he needs a wife. So the Fizer Rashi is married. Therefore the wife has to be O-Ezer, which means he needs help. Last time I thought a god doesn't need help. He's going to make himself into a god. So if he therefore she's O-Ezer, she has to. Well, she's Kenegdoi. She's going to fight against him. Gods don't have people fighting if they're real gods. They quickly get rid of their enemies. But if she's a big Kenegdoi, I mean, so Rashi's Meredik, there has to be that Metzias, because that's the whole doctrine of a woman. She has to take the man and bring him down to earth. He thinks he's the God's gift to the world. The male tachas of a woman is to bring him down to earth. Which means, in our terminology, that's what was Adam. Adam was singular. What's about Adam? But that's the same thing. A man has that tendency to think and to believe he's Shem's gift to the world. And probably he is. but there's other people who are gifted in the world also. And therefore, Hashem made him a wife that he has to learn to get along with and treat her properly and realize that she's going to be an Ezra Kenegdo, but he's going to need her. So therefore, you're not Hashem's gift to the world. Maybe you are, but you need help. You can't do it on your own. And she might even be Kenegdo. She might go against the decision of God. That's also to help to sharpen him to realize that you have to come down to earth and understand that you're immortal and you're a human being. And you have to understand, you have to humble yourself. A woman was made to help a man humble himself. And a person understands that because he has to learn how to treat her properly. And he has to understand that her needs. And she might give him a hard time sometimes. And that's all to humble a person. To realize that you're not, don't get too lost with yourself. Because if you're levado, you can start believing in yourself. That you're all powerful or whatever, even if you're not the only one in the dive of other, but in your own world. So a woman's there to bring him down to earth, to humble himself, to realize that he is somebody that needs somebody else. And when you understand that, you're humble. And that's the task of a person in this world, to humble himself. The biggest promise in this world that started in all areas of life, when a man gets too haughty, gets too ahead of himself, believes in his koiches, believes that he can change, he can do it. We have to have confidence in ourselves, that's the truth, but we have to realize that Moli Hashem Oizri Efshelo, we can't do anything in this world without the help of Hashem. And by realizing that we need help of our wives, and by realizing that our wife might give us a hard time because it's a realization that I'm not in control of everything. I need help. I need to work on myself. I need to improve myself. I need to become one and better and more improved and somebody that understands that's the beneficial control in the world. So this is the task of creation. So in creation of man, it makes sense that the beneficial was mam, the chudat, the etzim is the chetz of the tachos of Adam. The tachos of Adam is to become a person of an honor. As the Ramban writes in his famous Igeres, that a person has Yerushalmei, this Tanovo, Anovo. We have to get to this. Anovo is the Yisoid of all Midas Toivis. When a person is humble, when a person knows his place, he doesn't go out of line, he doesn't go out of place. Because most of the problem in this world, a person takes himself and puts him in a place he's not supposed to be. Because if he wants, he's dirish the covet. He wants the covet. He wants the honor. He wants to be the number one. He wants to be whatever it is. He wants to have the biggest that, the factory, the biggest business, the biggest that. What does it do to him and his family? It destroys him, it destroys his family, it makes him sick, Chas v'Shalom. It destroys his marriage, it destroys everything because he has to be ahead. Somebody has to bring him down to earth. That's the powers of a wife. But a man has to learn that that I have to humble myself because I'm a Nivra, I'm a creation before the Creator. And then I could possibly accomplish in this world. The greatest individual that lived in this world as a Jew, pastor, was Moshe Rabbeinu, one of the greatest, the honor of Mikol Adam. And all the others, all the others were greatest people. Abram, Onochi Ofa Ve'efa, there was all with humbling, because without humbling, you won't come to believe in God. You push away Hashem at the end. You believe in your own koiches. Koichi Yotim Yodi Osesesachaya. I believe in my cause. I can do it myself, Rabbi Yisrael. A person has to be so weary of that. Or a person doesn't understand that through a person's mind he could believe in his own koyach so much that he could chas v'shalom forget about Hashem. And you hear that sometimes, and you see how later on HaKadosh Baruch was machmir these people. He said, I'm going to be a millionaire, I'm going to be a billionaire. When he once had a nice with Rav Scheinberg, a guy came in for a bracha for the Rashi Rav Scheinberg. And he said to Rav Scheinberg, I need a bracha. Remember the guy himself, I learned with his son. And anyway, so he said to Yeshiva, he was a guy from Mexico, and he said to Yeshiva, can I have a bracha? I want to be a bracha, but it's a stas, a parnosa. She be zeicha to be a millionaire. She be, no, it's a klola. I want to be a billionaire. I'm already a millionaire. I said, today, I don't know if this guy's sleeping in the streets. I don't know, something like that, but he's Europe in the chasra. Was he, you know, I am a millionaire already. I'm a millionaire. I want to be a billionaire. the Baruch Hu wants to have. I'm not saying you shouldn't be shayif or whatever, whatever it is. But to be honest, it's all the Yana Kodesh Baruch Hu. People think that they're in control. I hear them how they talk, or oh, I built this and I built that and I did that. Every success in life, Rabbi Yisrael, without the Shlihat HaDishmai of Hashem, it's zero, Rabbi Yisrael, zero. If you don't have Shlihat HaDishmai, it's zero. If you believe you're in control, zero. That's Bemis, the whole limit of Kehelis, a lot of time, Kehelis, Hevel, Havolim, Omar Kehelis, I call Hevel, right? Rashi Priest, Kenegad, the Shevi, you have Shivas, you make Bereshis, everything's Hevel. What does that mean, Chas V'Sholom? Hashem created a good world. He go ahead and contradict the Ramban. Come on, say everything's hevel. Everything's hevel. This is hevel. Simple as hevel. All hevel. It was hevel. Hashem created it. Hashem said it's done. No, you don't need it's hevel. Teretz is that you don't have the end of it. If hevel is you believe you're in control of this world, that's hevel. You believe you're in control of your simcha, of your this, your that. You believe you're in control. You see, you're not, and that's why it's hevel. You see, he speaks about kohelis. He says that this happened, that happens to the rich, to the poor, to this, and it's not in your control. And we see, somebody works so hard, and he works so much hard to make a lot of funds, and where does it go at the end? He has no control over it. At the end, the kids fight over it, or the kid goes to some ex-cousin, he had no kids, and all the money that he amassed, it went to somebody that even wasn't interested to get it. He had no control. What do you have control of? Only one thing, Yerushalayim. And that Yerushalayim creates that everything in the world has a power because it's not hevel. It's toiv ma'oi when you believe in a creator and you humble yourself in front of it. But if you don't humble yourself, there's no toiv. It's a world of heavy hevel because you have no control, but you think you do. But at the end of the day, you see it's taka hevel avola. So the Rebbe said, this is the Musa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu went out of the way to be Meika Pesach in the creation of man to say that you have to be mamlech. You have decisions in life. To think, and you have things you have to do in life, learn how to humble yourself, to ask, to go ask even from somebody even lower than you, it said. But certainly to ask, because not to believe in the koich of yotzim yodi, to believe that you're not perfect. To have confidence that you're great, and we are great. Anybody sitting and learning, anybody in yeshiva, they is a great person. But to humble yourself in front of Kodesh Baruch Hu, that this world is very, very complicated, and we need to ask, and we need to be mamlech, by other people, and we have to humble ourselves before our wives and before other people, and to realize that through the beat of Anova, the Rosh Baruch understood is that that's how we'll be zero to everything, to learn to humble ourselves. And we should be easy to have true relationships. Because a man was created in this world to create an environment of Av, of Ach, of Areus, of Simcha, of a world with this tremendous, tremendous in unity, in airing the whole Bria, that was creation of man. And what makes pure the biggest pure to Boy side? Biggest pure is guy for the person. When a person believes he's better than everybody, when he's more important than everybody. When you think you're more important, there's no one more important. In a certain way, a person has more responsibility. But more important, everybody in the Bria has just as important, because without that, the Bria can't exist. Everything in the Bria Hashem created has a tafkid. So you can't be misgoy on somebody else. No matter the Torah Arbe, Al Tafsik Torah La'atzko, says the Pasuk, says the mission in Ovis. That's your tafka to learn a lot of Torah. You have to know that the Midah of Anova, Rabbi Yisrael, that the Midah of Anova, to understand who you are, and to realize that everybody has a place, that's where there could be unity in the Bria. That's where the Bria has a tafka. And that's where every chelik of the Bria fits in to the beautiful symmetry of this Bria, Rabbi Yisrael. But if, Chas V'Shalom, you believe, so that's why you push the Baruch Hu out of the Bria, and you create a instability in the Bria, Rabbi Yisrael. That's a destruction of the Bria. The Baruch Hu can't have that. So if it's more important to teach the Midas of Anor, Rabbi Yisrael. Mizoyich, Rabbi Yisrael, to understand that our relationships will be different, Rabbi Yisrael, to learn how to understand that we don't have to be always winning over somebody else, in our daily, everything today is because of the sport world. Everything became competition. So everything we do with others is always competition. I have to be better and this and all areas. But we have to learn to do our best, and we're going to have Siyat Bishmaya, and we're going to be successful, and the Kurdish Baruch loves us that we're here. But at the end of the day, Rabbi Yisrael, we have to understand that everybody has a place. Respect somebody else. Give them their makom. Respect your wives. Give them their makom. You are important. You're great. But there's also other people in this world, Rabbi Yisrael. That's the Tachlis of Ben Hashem, how to teach us in this world, Nasa Odom. I don't care, says the Ben Hashem, it'll be a makom for toys. But we ingrain into this bria, the lemech of derech eretz, of midas ha'anova, and learning how to get along with others. To be zeich of Hashem, to this midah, zeich to all kol tuv selah.